here's how everything laid out. We had a big meeting last night, and we were in the meeting for, I would say, roughly 2 hours just talking about the subject. So it was not something we took lightly. We tried to go through every scenario and tried to do everything we possibly could. And not every division as of now is canceled. What we did, we canceled the T-ball, the sluggers, and the minors division. So that'd be basically anything from 5 years old, anything from pre-kindergarten up to, I'm going to make sure I get this right, up to fourth graders. So the only division that's still possibly going to play is fifth and sixth. And that's going to be the majors division, the boys baseball. And people may ask why that division, and it just came down to simply we wanted to have a baseball season in the worst way, and softball season and t-ball season in the worst way. But with the limitations and the guidelines that were put out there, it was just going to be way too hard for an organization to make sure to comply with all those guidelines. The three fields going, of course, you got 5 year and 6 year olds that don't understand how to keep 6 feet apart, and then you also get 30 some volunteer coaches that also have to try to wrangle that too. So there's just so much where we as a board didn't think that we could make all that happen. And the reason we went with the older kids, we felt like having one field, the main field at Felling, one field per night, with games going on and one game per night, we thought due to the kids being the oldest and also the kids being the most skilled athletes too, but by that age they kind of know what's going on, and then also the coaches, the coaches are also the most, I want to say, seasoned, because they've coached their kids all the way up through that. So there's a number of different things. You've got the kind of the most seasoned sport parents, the most seasoned coaches, and the most seasoned players. And if we're going to try to make anything a go, we felt like that was the only division that we could try to make a go of. And that is still under deliberation. So we are going to make a decision May 26th if we are going to have the majors yet. So what we did was, in a nutshell, we canceled everything, like I said, pre-K through fourth grade, and the fifth and sixth grade right now are up in the air. We'll make a decision May 26th, and the reason it's up in the air is because we wanted to make sure that we could follow those guidelines, and then we also wanted to give roughly a week until May 15th, I guess that's just a few days, to give those people that are signed up right now in that majors division, if they're not comfortable with their child playing due to the COVID-19, we wanted to give those people a chance to drop off, and we will refund their money. Because if someone's not comfortable playing because of this, we completely understand. We did all this to err on the side of safety. That was the main reason. It was a safety decision, and the safety was our number one concern. So if someone wants to drop out of that division and get their money back, we are 100% okay with that. We're giving you till Friday of this week to get a hold of us. And then once we get all that and see how many registrations are left in that division, then we'll look at it and we'll see, okay, is this on a safety standpoint a good idea for our community? Is this something feasible that we think we can do to meet all the guidelines? And then on the 26th, we'll know if we are going to play that division or not.
Completely understandable, Billy. I know, guys, boy, I'm sure this meeting was really, really tough with all the decisions. But, boy, your kind of hands are tied a little bit. You want to make it happen, but there's so many rules you got to follow, and it's tough, especially with, as you mentioned, little kids and so many coaches, stuff like that. It'd be tough to have any fun at all if you with some of these kids and all the restrictions. It'd be really tough to have any fun at all, wouldn't it?
It is, and the fun part was one thing, but really it just came down to safety, mm-hmm. and just trying to keep all those guidelines. You couldn't have basically anybody. And I don't know if anybody's read all those guidelines, but there could be nobody between the dugouts behind home plate at all. Nobody back in that area, so you had to be clear back in the outfield. So if you're not understanding what I'm saying, you had to be clear out in left field and clear out in right field is the first place you could even begin to stand. And then 6 feet apart, and then immediate household members only. And it's just really hard to police that. And if something gets out of hand, or too many people start coming in, getting too close, it's just not a safety liability that we felt was good for the community. We, by no means, the community's done such a great job on keeping all the COVID-19 cases down, that we, by no means, did we want to take baseball, a fun sport, and make it the reason that the cases go up. That was our main thing, is we wanted to help the cause and not be a problem in the long run. But yeah, it wasn't a get together for 10-minute meeting and decide. It was a 2-hour deliberation, and we went through every single step. So on the board's mind, at least in my mind and the rest of the board as well, we didn't make a quick decision. We went through every possible scenario there was, and I'm really comfortable with the decision that we made.
You've got this posted already on your Felling Field Facebook page as well, don't you?
Correct. It's posted on the Felling Field Facebook page. If the majors division, if we decide that that one is a go, that will be a 4-week season beginning June 18th. And like I said, if you're not comfortable with your son playing, go ahead and get a hold of us, and we will refund your money. No questions asked. Simple as that.
Well, let's hope that maybe the older kids can play some baseball. For some of those older kids, it might be their last time playing kind of organized baseball. Not everybody goes to the Legion ranks after getting done with Felling Field, so that'd be pretty cool if some of those older kids could get a chance to play.
Correct. Yep, you're exactly right.